10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! And boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Merry swing,
strike two.
And the pitcher's dipsy too. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha da ba da ba da ba da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on
get
it.
Down on
get
it.
Down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me, she broke my heart, now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me. Best
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Thank you.
5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say yes, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Day baseball action for the Frisco Rough Riders on game 69 of the 2022 season, shutting down the first half of the year with a 1:35 start time at Dickie Stevens Park between Frisco and the Arkansas Travelers. Good afternoon, folks. Happy Sunday to you. Thanks for tuning up Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network. I'm Chris Jarrett, that's Zach Bigley, and we shut down a six-game series for Frisco on the road in North Little Rock. Zach, it's been a good series. We've seen good things, and the first Frisco series win for the first time since late April. Couldn't get that title bid or the postseason bid to close out the first half, but it's been a good series and a lot of good takeaways.
This is certainly the showing that you wanted to see down the stretch for the Rough Riders. Unfortunately, that end of May, early June kind of put them out of the hunt as San Antonio was on fire down the stretch there, so the Rough Riders couldn't come away with the postseason bid. But they've won seven of the last nine games. They've won four of the first five here in this series, and they've been putting together complete ball games really well. They've been picking up offense when they need it, 5-for-9 with runners in scoring position yesterday, and they've been getting good pitching as well, really from all up and down the bullpen and the starters as well. Owen White was a huge takeaway from yesterday. He looks to be a new piece in this Rough Riders starting rotation. The number eight prospect in the Rangers organization threw 5 1/3 yesterday, allowing just two runs with five strikeouts. And he looked really good. I think that it's really exciting for Rangers fans. And it's really exciting for Rough Riders fans, replacing Cole Reagans, who's doing a great job up in AAA right now. That was a big start for Owen White.
Yeah, he looked polished and didn't really give up. He didn't give up a run until the fourth inning, and it was a solo shot. So the second run on his line was he ended his night with a walk, departed the ballgame, and it came in on a sac fly on Kevin Gowdy's account as he was out on the mound, but the run falls on the line of Owen White. But he looked really solid in his Double-A debut yesterday. You mentioned solid pitching. Tim Brennan is well rested, and it's his first appearance against Arkansas of the season, but he should be poised for a good go today.
He certainly should. This is a guy who's a lot of sinkers and sliders, a lot of balls down in the zone. He'll get a ton of ground balls, and he really hasn't allowed a lot of hits against him so far this season. Brennan's allowed two home runs in the year, both have been at home. He hasn't allowed a single run on the road this year. And he's pitched in some pretty hitter-friendly ballparks like Amarillo, where he went three innings out of the bullpen after Jack Leiter in the opener of that series. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he pitches against this Arkansas lineup that's really struggled at times, but they've hit some homers here in this series. So I think this is a really good chance for Tim Brennan to get stretched out a little bit, maybe go four or five innings as he continues to work his way back from that lat injury he had in the early part of the season and continue to be a big part of this starting rotation.
Just exciting. I know that the first half of the season is about to come to a close, which is crazy in itself. But excited to get home, a six-game series coming up against Corpus Christi, and basically July 4th, the festivities that the Rough Riders can expect. I know that they'll be missing July 4th at Riders Field, but a July 3rd ball game for Frisco at home, and Mark McLemore will be out at the ballpark for Texas Baseball Legends on Wednesday, and just a lot of things to look forward to in the upcoming homestand.
Definitely. We mentioned Mark McLemore. He'll be there on June 29th, and then Stars and Stripes weekend will have fireworks every single night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That Sunday show is going to be the biggest of the year, and of course, that's on July 3rd. So really looking forward to that. Hoping to have around 10,000 folks out at Riders Field. Lazy River's already sold out for that Sunday. It's going to be a wonderful crowd, and really looking forward to seeing Corpus Christi come in. And Rough Riders have played pretty well against the Hooks at times this year, and hoping that they can come up with another series victory. That would be to start the second half of play.
All right, just one ball game that separates that upcoming homestand for Frisco, and it's today against Arkansas, 1:35 start time between the Travelers and the Rough Riders. Frisco with the win last night to 36-32. We'll recap last night's action in a 6-3 Rough Riders victory on Saturday night to pick up the series win in North Little Rock. First pitch at 1:35, and we step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be. No.
I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.135 first pitch between Arkansas and Frisco as they close a six-game series at Dickey Stevens Park. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Umpire crew making their way up the first baseline. Steven Rios Jr. calling the balls and strikes today. Chris Presley-Murphy will be at third, and our crew chief, Mike Carroll, will be at first. And the boys in blue today for the Sunday day game. They got the turquoise blue short sleeve umpire polos on and ready to rock in the sixth game of a six-game series. The first half of the season coming to a close with this Sunday day game, game number 69. And last night for Frisco, it was overall a lot of good takeaways, but a clean win for the Rough Riders on the road. Ten hits, bring in six runs, no errors. Arkansas with two errors defensively, and out hit by the Rough Riders 10-7, and Frisco with a 6-3 win. Saw a lot of good things, but I think off the top, it should be Owen White making his Double-A debut. He goes 5 1/3 yesterday, five strikeouts, only two walks given up. And we mentioned it a little bit earlier, just a sharp outing for Frisco last night. And it was Owen White getting used to the level in a strong way.
Yeah, he topped out at 98 miles an hour. He's at 95, 97 with the fastball. And at the end of the day, you wanted to see him come out and show that confidence that we've seen from afar in high A with Hickory. He was able to do that, and really impressive to see what he was able to do in his Double-A debut. Granted, this is probably the worst offensive team in the league, so it'll be a bigger test once he faces some better competition. Corpus Christi will be a really good test next week, even though they don't have Emmanuel Valdez anymore at the top of their order, but really excited to see what he does as he continues here in his Double-A career. And line of cards getting exchanged out in front of us right now, Chris. We have a couple players out there. Dustin Foscue for the Rough Riders, Zach Deloach for Arkansas. That's a little fun on a Sunday.
Yeah, and the guys just all smile. The umpires, too, just all smiles. It's all about learning, and I wonder what that conversation is going like right now. But, you mentioned last night in Arkansas, the numbers aren't great for the Travelers, but at home, this is a team that plays well. They haven't lost five at home, but just once this season, and it came to Wichita all the way back in April. So the Travelers entered this series with a really sharp record at Dickey Stevens Park, and the Rough Riders have done some good things this week. Last night, after White, it was kind of piecemealed by the Rough Riders bullpen, and it's been an interesting series for the relievers this week. We've seen a lot of Ferozuna just in the last 7 days of time. But Nick Starr, kind of the highlight of the bullpen effort last night, coming in and shutting down the ninth with a pair of strikeouts, his fourth save of the year.
In front of his home crowd, too. Right. He had a lot of fans in attendance. He had a suite down the left side that was probably 20 people in there, all cheering him on as he came into the ninth. But, yeah, really clean inning, two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 frame. And the bullpen's going to be really interesting. The three new players for the Rough Riders, Tristan Pauly, Joe Corbett, and Josh Smith, all out of the bullpen who came up from High A Hickory and Low A Down East last week. Those three guys are still adjusting to the Double-A level a little bit. We saw Tristan Pauly walk three in his inning of work out of the bullpen. And so, ultimately, you're going to need a little bit of an adjustment period. That is to be expected. But I think the importance is how fast that happens and how much that bullpen meshes and how quickly it comes to fruition, because I think the bullpen was a strong suit at times for the Rough Riders as opposed to the starting staff in the first half of this season. In the second half, that bullpen's going to be very, very key, because the Riders have been scoring a lot of runs, but the bullpen's got to keep it either a lead or a very close game down the stretch.
All right, and offensively, you had Dustin Harris go 2-for-4. He drove in 2 runs at the top of the order. And then the 7, 8, 9 hitters offensively for Frisco. Sandro Fabian goes 2-for-4 with 2 runs driven in. Jax Biggers 2-for-4 with an RBI himself. And we just continue to see the catchers group continue to produce. It's the second multi-hit game for Matt Watley of the week last night. And he goes 2-for-4 and comes in to score once. It's kind of been a common trend, is the bottom of the order. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back for one final segment as we quickly take a look at the starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup between Frisco and Arkansas next on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh, my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike 3.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders conclude the first half of the season and this 6-game series against the Arkansas Travelers from Dickey Stevens Park. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. It is a muggy and overcast day, but nonetheless, we have the series finale as Levi Stout is throwing his warm-up tosses for the Travs. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. And Chris, how about Jared Getter picking up his 100th victory in a Rough Riders uniform as the manager?
That was awesome. Last night we had Colin Cowgill and Jared Getter both looking for win number 100. So Two really young managers in the Texas League, and good for Jarrett to get number 100 off the ledger last night. First for the Rough Riders today, the left fielder Dustin Harris in the top of the card. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, batting second. Kellen Strom, the DH, all the way to the three spot today. And Blaine Krim, the cleanup batter, at first. J.P. Martinez in right, batting fifth. David Garcia catching today. He'll be batting sixth. And 7-8-9 of the Rough Riders of the third baseman, Trey Hare, batting seventh. Josh Stowers in right, batting eighth. And the second baseman, Jax Biggers, on the bottom of the card. Now taking a look at Arkansas today, they send the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer. Joe Rizzo, the DH, batting second. Jack Larson in right, bats third. And Caden Polkovich at second, batting fourth. 5-6-7 of Marlowe, Unroe, and Frick. Matt Scheffler, the catcher, batting eighth. And Connor Hoover at first, batting ninth. Let's do it.
All right, let's
you ready?
Do it. Hey, you betcha.
Ready to get home after today.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot of time on the road. Three of the last 4 weeks have been spent away from Riders Field. Rough Riders trying to win their fifth game of this series. Dustin Harris is in from the left side. Levi Stout, who the Rough Riders have seen almost every game this season, it feels like. Back up on the mound, he winds back, away we go. High foul out of play left side. It's 0-1, and we are underway. 1:35 of the game's first pitch. It is a warm, muggy day. 95 our temperature with a feels like of 111 at first pitch.
You said what?
Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Inside to Harris, and the count goes to 1-1. So 96 actually our real temperature, and it feels like of 111. That's the warmest day we've seen so far in 2022. 1-1. On the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2 on Harris, who's leading it off for the third consecutive day. He has a grand slam in this series. Six RBIs total. He's 3-for-15. Stout, shoulders square to the third base dugout. The right-hander winds. 1-2. Hard grounder right side, past a diving Caden Polkovich, and it scoots into right field. Dustin Harris leads things off with a single here in the first. Hard ground ball through the right side, and Johnny Ornelas makes his way to the plate.
There's a reason why he's at the top of the card. Just on a 1-2 count, was aggressive, and the 11th time on base for Dustin in this series, just getting at first base. He's been a machine, that's why he's at the top of the card.
Good speed as well. 16 steals this year. He takes his lead. Ornelas, the leading hitter actively in the Texas League, hitting .336 this season. First pitch. Stout pours it low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Camo uniform tops for the Travelers today. Slate uniform tops for the Rough Riders. Let's get you that defense for Stout. Tanner Kerwer in left field. Cade Marlowe in center. And Jack Larson is out in right today. Stout ready from the stretch. He deals. Ground ball left side. That's past Unroe, the third baseman. That scoots into left field. A base hit for Johnny Ornelas, and it's back-to-back singles for the Riders here in the first inning. A hard ground ball through the right side. Ornelas follows suit, grounding a ball through the left side. And Kellen Strom, who's hitting third for the first time all season, is ready to face Levi Stout.
It's kind of how Frisco did it yesterday, was just base-hitting Arkansas to death, essentially. And that's what led to that big fifth inning, was just base hits. And it's more of the same here on Sunday.
They singled him to death in that second inning with a 5 runs and a 6-3 win last night. Finish up the defense, Riley Unroe at third, Patrick Frick at short, Caden Polkovich at second, and Connor Hoover is at first base today. Matt Scheffler does the catching. First pitch outside to Kellen Strom, and it's 1-0. He showed bunt and pulled back. Strom, the leading hitter in all of minor league baseball, hitting just under .400 since May 27th. Hitting a .266 on the year, 3 homers, 11 knocked in. 1-0 toss. Soft grounder, third base side, and foul. 1-1. Levi Stout making his fifth start against the Rough Riders this year, more than any other pitcher. He's 1-2 with a 7.20 ERA, the number 5 prospect. And the Mariners organization has really struggled against the Rough Riders. He pitched in the opener of this series, allowing 5 runs over his 5 innings, striking out 4 and walking 4. He's ready from the stretch, righty-righty. Looks back to second, shuttles in the 1-1. Low and outside with the slider, and it's 2-1. Kellen Strom, 4-for-17 in the series. He's scored 4 times. Knocking in runs has been a problem for Kellen Strom this year. Just 11 RBIs. He hasn't had a single game this year in which he knocked in multiple runs. 2-1. Slips high off the outside corner. 3-1 now. Getting on base has not been a problem for Strom, though. On base percentage, right around 400. It's the second best on the team, just trailing J.P. Martinez. All Martinez has done is walked 14 times in his last 14 games. 3-1. He sends it high and foul right side. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Steven Rios Jr. has balls and strikes behind the plate. Mike Carroll, our first base umpire. Chris Presley Murphy, our third base umpire, currently stationed, from our perspective, back into the left of home plate. Strom calls time, steps out. Harris takes his lead from second. Ornelas from first. No score. Top of the first inning. Nobody out. And here's the 3-2 pitch on the way to Strom. Soft tapper right side and foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Not a surprise. Kellen Strom seeing a lot of pitches. It's what he's done all season long. Good to see him in the 3-hole. He has hit leadoff once this year, but outside of that, it's been 6 and below in the order. He's DHing today. Slightly open stance, hands below the shoulders. He raises them just above his right shoulder and wiggles the bat back and forth. 3-2. Chopper left side. It's gloved somehow by Unroh. Goes to second, and they get Ornelas right there. Boy, that was a high chopper that Unroh left his feet, leapt up in the air off to his left side, picked it in the air, landed down on his feet and threw onto second base for the force out. Strom, too much speed, always hustling the ball out. No throw on to first. So fielder's choice goes 5-4. One out here in the first. Harris down to third. Runners on the corners. One out. No score for Blaine Crim. High Red Sox. Horizontal stripes. 3 of them around the calf for Blaine Crim. Stout delivers home. Chopper, third base side. Unroh charges. Picks. Throws on to second. Save! Harris comes in to score. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Unroh getting a little too overzealous, thinking he could get the hustling Strom at second. Charging in, he probably should have gone to first to get Blaine Crim, who does not run well. Instead, he gambled, threw on to second, and Strom slid in there safely. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Blaine Crim, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0 in the first.
Well, early runs have been a common trend in this series for Frisco, and again, applying early pressure on Levi Stout. And still only one out, and you're approaching another meaty stretch in the order for Frisco. The bottom part of the order is produced.
First pitch on the way to Martinez is flipped foul left side, and it's 0-1.
This is Martinez that is normally at the top of the order. So you take him and you move him down to the 5 spot. A leadoff hitter that essentially comes to the plate with 2 guys aboard and only one out.
A leader in on-base percentage on the club, hitting .282 as well. First pitch. Or I should say the second offering is on the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Martinez, as mentioned before, 14 walks in his last 14 games. He has 6 walks in this series. This is game 6 of the set. Riders lead 1-0 in the first, one out. Runners at first and second. The pitch dips low and inside, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Martinez. 8 home runs for JP, though he actually has the longest home run drought out of anybody on the club. Martinez hasn't homered in 73 at-bats, dating back to May 29th. 1-2. Soft fly ball into center. Cade Marlowe coming in. He's under it, and he makes the catch. 2 outs here in the first inning. 1 run in on 2 hits. David Garcia makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Rough Riders. Garcia tied a career high with 4 RBIs 2 days ago. Had a 3-run triple as part of it. We talked about Matt Watley and David Garcia and their production really in the last couple weeks from the catcher spot. Watley riding a 7-game hitting streak. He's on the bench today. Garcia hitting well also. But these two have produced really well against Arkansas in general this season. Stout from the stretch, he pitches. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike. Right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Watley and Garcia have combined to hit .333 over 11 games against Arkansas. The pitch, high and outside. 1 ball and 1 strike, 13 for 39. Garcia, switch hitter, batting from the left. Krim at first, Strom at second. 1-1. Down low, inside in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. A really good opportunity for the Rough Riders to add on, put up a crooked number here in the first. Pull side shift on the infield. Trey Hare stands on deck if we get that far for the Rough Riders. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down low and inside the slider. Two balls, two strikes on Garcia, who's hitting .244 this season. Four homers, 21 runs batted in. Rough Riders taking the lead early for the second consecutive day. Time called. Garcia steps out. Fourth time in this six-game series they've drawn out in front first. Garcia back in from the left side, 2-2. Stouts pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider down low and inside, and the side comes to a close. But damage done. Rough Riders a run on two hits. No errors and two left on base. We go to the home half of the first inning, and Tim Brennan takes the mound for the Rough Riders when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan takes the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first inning. A 1-0 lead. Frisco with an RBI fielder's choice from Blaine Krim in the first inning. And Tanner Kerwer will lead things off. Kerwer hitting .267 on the season. Two homers and 16 runs batted in. 3-for-12 in the series. Tim Brennan, the right-hander, ready on top of the hill facing Arkansas for the first time in his career. He's back into his wind, first pitch. Slithers inside, one ball, no strikes. Tim Brennan, 1-1 with a 1.42 ERA. He's making his eighth appearance and third start of the season today. He rocks back, deals. High pop-up, sky high in the infield. Garcia gets rid of the mask. He's called off by Hare, the third baseman, who comes all the way across the diamond and on the first base side of the mound. Right in front of the hill, he makes the catch. So one out, 1-0 Rough Riders. Home half of the first inning. Here's Joe Rizzo. Rizzo has hit three homers against the Riders this season. He has two this series. Came in the same game, a 9-0 win for Arkansas in game three, their only victory of the series so far. Brennan rocks and deals. Outside and high, one ball, no strikes. Tim Brennan stands 6'5", 215 pounds, 26 years old, and native of Philadelphia. He deals. High drive deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is long gone. fourth home run for Joe Rizzo against the Rough Riders this season. It's his 15th of the year. We're tied at one here in the bottom of the first. That thing was crushed. Third home run that Brennan has allowed this year. Jack Larson stands in now. One back from Brennan in the first pitch. Misses low of the zone, one ball, no strikes. The MO for Brennan, he wants to keep the ball down. A lot of ground balls, everything sinks for him. 1-0. In the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. Larson has been really good against the Rough Riders. He's the only man head-to-head who has played at least three games. The pitch. High off the outside corner, 2-1. Who's hitting over 300 against Rough Riders pitching this year. Hitting 317 over 11 games and 954 OPS. Brennan's offering. High and away. Three balls, one strike. The Rough Riders and Travs tied at 1-1 here in the bottom of the first. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter. Brennan rocks home the 3-1. Chopper to the right side. Jax Biggers at second. Fields chest high. Slings it onto first and gets Larson. Two down. Here's Caden Polkovich. Cleanup hitter. 1-1 ball game. Defense behind Tim Brennan looks like this. It's Dustin Harris in left. Josh Stowers in center and J.P. Martinez in right. Trey Hare at third. Johnny Ornelas at short. Jax Biggers just made that play at second. Blaine Krim at first. And David Garcia does the catching for Brennan. Polkovich, left-handed hitter. Brennan winds back, offers. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Brennan coming off a start against Midland, in which he allowed one run on a solo homer over four innings of work. 1-0. Inside corner, a beauty for a strike. 1-1. That was last Sunday. Allowed a leadoff homer to Logan Davidson and then really settled everything down. 1-1. Polkovich grounds it hard back up the middle, and that squirts into center for a base hit. Now Caden Polkovich, a ground ball single. Caden Marlowe now. Marlowe has a homer in this series. One-one ball game, home after the first. Brennan looks in for his sign. Glove pinned to his left hip. He's ready from the stretch. And the offering in. On the outside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1. Game number 69 of the season. Rough Riders and Travelers concluding their first halves in this ball game today. 0-1. Down low and inside. Count goes to one ball and one strike. 138 total games will be played this season. 69 is exactly the halfway point. And also it splits the season into literal halves for the playoff picture. Brennan the 1-1. High off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Rough Rider is looking to finish at the very worst, three games over 500. Possibility of five games over at 37-32 with a win today. Brennan's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good change off the outside corner, 2-2. Frisco has played some really good baseball recently, winning seven of their last nine, including four of five, so far here in this series. Marlowe back in from the left side. Time called. It's Marlowe that calls it. Everybody clap your hands. Tim Brennan entered this game. Opponents just hitting 179 against him this season. He's allowed a couple hits here in the first inning. Tied at one. He's ready from the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider down low and inside. He struck him out. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. One run across on two hits. No errors. One runner left on base. Solo home run for Joe Rizzo, and we're tied at one as we move to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The ROUGHRIDERS win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the second inning, Trey Hare to start it off for the Rough Riders. 1-1 ball game between the Riders and the Travelers in the series finale. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated slider in its own one. Hare looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-9. Stout looking to bounce back from his first inning in which he allowed a couple hits and a run. The 0-1. Way high off the outside corner. 95 on the gun. 1-1. Levi Stout out of Lehigh University. He's back into his wind, the 1-1. Curveball tapped on the ground up the middle. Polkovich charges from second, picks, throws, and just barely gets Hare. One away. Josh Stowers now.
Next up, the Rough Riders, the center fielder number 4, Josh Stowers.
Stout, number 5 prospect in the Mariners organization, missed his first full professional season. Had to get Tommy John surgery right after he was drafted in the 3rd round out of Lehigh. He issues in the first pitch, check swing, and he tipped it foul back into Scheffler's glove. 0-1 on Stowers. So Stout made his debut in 2021. He rocks back in the 0-1. Fastball just low and outside. 1-1. One out, base is clear, 1-1 ball game here in the second. He debuted at High A Everett, pitched well there over his 12 starts. 1-1. Hard grounder up the middle, the shortstop Frick to his left. He swallows it up, slings it sidearm onto first to get Josh Stowers. Two up, two down, and a pair of groundouts up the middle. Jax Biggers now. Made his last 3 starts of the season here at the AA level. And he's making his 4th start of the year, or 14th start, I should say, of the year today. 4-4 with a 5.07 ERA. He has really struggled in his last few. He's back into his wind. First pitch to Biggers. Breaking ball just outside. 1-0. Over his last 4 starts, an ERA north of 8. 1-0. High and outside. Back to back. Breaking balls, and it's 2 balls and no strikes on Biggers. Jack's hitting .316 this year. Homer and 5 RBIs. The pitch is grounded hard to second, but right at Caden Polkovich. He swallows it, throws onto first, and gets him for the final out of the second. So an easy 1-2-3 inning with 3 ground ball outs for Levi Stout. We go into the home half of the second. We're tied at 1. to the Rough Riders and Travelers of the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Roll along on this Sunday afternoon to the bottom half of the second inning, tied at one between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. A muggy day, a hot day, feels like of 111 at first pitch, the warmest day we've seen so far this season. Riley Unroe leads it off, Patrick Frick to follow Matt Scheffler after that, 6-7-8 in the order for Arkansas in the home half of the second. Tim Brennan back into his windup. Here's the right-hander's first pitch. Across the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's an actual temperature of 96, so that's not the hottest we've seen on that front. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. The hottest on the actual temperature, 108 degrees. We had that in Amarillo, but it was a dry heat, so not that bad. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. People make fun of that. Oh, it's a dry heat, but it means something. Brennan peels back the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball up and away. He picks up his second K. They come consecutively. One out here in the second. Tied at one. Here's Patrick Frick. Chris, you know. Dry heat.
It's not a dry heat today.
Yeah.
Not a dry heat today.
This is worse.
This is air you can wear.
Give me 108 and dry over this every day.
Yeah.
First pitch home. Fastball dots the outer edge for a strike, thigh high, and it's 0-1.
I also don't want to hear, well, you guys are in the shade. You're up in the cool AC booth. It comes in. The windows are open.
0-1. Line to right field. That dunks in. Patrick Frick singles to the opposite way. Third hit today for the Travs. A runner aboard with one out in the second for Matt Scheffler.
It could be worse.
It definitely could be worse. I would rather be in here than out there. No, thank you. I have to say, the technology is taking this heat better than the 108, though. They had some malfunctions in that heat in Amarillo. Scheffler in from the right side. 2-for-8 in the series so far. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Low off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Arkansas carries two catchers, and Chia and Scheffler, and they each catch 3 games a series, basically. 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-2. Same with the Rough Riders here in this set. Frisco has gone every other with Garcia and Watley, and that's usually what they'll stick to. Arkansas went 2 games for Anchia, 2 games for Scheffler, 1 game Anchia. Now today, Scheffler. 0-2. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball to center. Josh Stowers coming in. Off to his left side, he makes the catch. Fly ball out to center for the second out here in the second. Connor Hoover steps in. 1-1 ball game. Bottom half of the second with two down and Patrick Frick at first base. I don't believe the Rough Riders have had the same player catch back-to-back games all season. Hoover, left-handed hitter. Hands below the waist. Bring him up right before the pitch. Here she comes. Fastball, inside corner. It's a called strike right at the knees, and it's 0-1. Well, Hoover came into this series with a sub-150 batting average, but he's 3-for-10 in the set. He's walked three times. 0-1. High fly ball to right field. That chases Martinez back to the warning track near the wall. Reaches up, and he stole a home run away. Or did he? Wow, it's just off his glove and gone. Oh, no. Wow. It's a short fence about 3.5 feet, 4 feet tall in right field. Martinez looked like he reached up and made the catch, but it just snuck over the wall. He was crumpled at the warning track, and it's a two-run home run for Connor Hoover. We'll take a look at the replay on stream. Oh, it just went off the tip of his glove, looked like. So much so that Martinez looked in his glove to make sure if he caught it or not. But it did go off the tip of his glove, and it's a home run for Hoover. Wow. A 3-1 Arkansas. First pitch home to Kerwer is inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. What'd you think, Chris?
That's tough. I mean, just the fourth of the year for Hoover. And I just think JP was trying to feel out the wall.
Pitch home. Outside corner for a strike. We're even at 1-1.
But it got over.
Two out, two-run homer for Hoover. Looked like he made the catch initially. Couldn't bring it down. The pitch. Inside. Two balls, one strike. Three-run, 3-1 Arkansas here in the second. Brennan, 2-1. Kerwer takes a curveball inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. It's two home runs surrendered by Brennan today after he'd allowed just two in his first seven outings this season. He rocks in the 2-2. Breaking ball, hit on the ground to third. Hare tries to backhand. It's off the heel of his glove and in front of him, and Kerwer reaches. Trey Hare can't make the play at third. They give an error to Trey Hare.
Number six, Joe Rizzo.
And he continues with Joe Rizzo, who homered his last time up, a solo shot down the right field line. 3-1 Arkansas, home half of the second. Pull side shift on the infield for the Riders. Running from the stretch, he slings it over to first. Kerwer back in. He's 14 for 16 this year in stolen base attempts. Brennan ready from the stretch again. Glove at the belt, the pitch. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes to Rizzo, who homered on a 1-0 pitch back in the first. A home run for Connor Hoover. Two-run shot. As Chris mentioned, his fourth of the season, his fourth hit in the series. The pitch. Down and in. It's two balls and no strikes. Pull side shift on the infield. From the stretch, the pitch. Runner goes. Grounder foul back behind home. Two balls, one strike. Eight home runs in the series now for Arkansas. Rough Riders are second in the Texas League in home runs this season, 10th in all minor league baseball. But in the head-to-head games against Arkansas, Rough Riders have been out-homered 13-10 by the team that is last in the Texas League in home runs. Pretty crazy. Brennan the 2-1. Down and in, and it skips all the way past Garcia back behind home. Kerwer now takes off for second, and he reaches on a wild pitch. Three balls and one strike. Second wild pitch for Brennan this year. Rizzo ahead, 3-1. Brennan knows he's got to be careful with him right here. Closed off from the stretch. The issue's in the 3-1. Breaking ball finds the outside corner for a strike. That's a really nice 3-1 pitch, and it's 3-2. Outfield plays deep. Right into the 3-2. Strike three called. Got him with a backdoor curve. Third strikeout for Tim Brennan, and the side comes to a close here in the second. But two runs across on two hits, an error, and one runner left on base. Two-run shot by Connor Hoover. We go to the top half of the third inning. The Rough Riders down 3-1. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas takes a 3-1 lead with a two-run homer in the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders found the scoreboard first, but it's been three unanswered by Arkansas on Sunday. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from Dickey Stevens Park. And before we start the third inning, Dustin Harris calling for time before leading off the frame. Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Frisco winners of two in a row and seven of their last 10. They got the win last night, 6-3, to take their first series since back in late April. First pitch to Harris, just misses inside, ball one. Right-handed starter Levi Stout back out on the mound. He's thrown two innings so far today. Rocks home the 1-0 pitch. That straightens up, and the breaking ball at 82 finds a zone. One ball and one strike to Harris. The second inning, the last time out for Stout, much more in control than his first. 1-1. Cranked foul up the first baseline. And now Harris trailing 1-2. It was a 1-2 count to Harris back in the first inning to lead off the ball game about 40 minutes ago. Dustin on a 1-2 pitch, cranked one into right field on the ground. And now the second baseman, Polkovic, shaded a little bit over towards that area. 1-2. Ground ball again, first baseline. Kicks into the Travelers dugout. Still one ball and two strikes to the Rough Riders left fielder Dustin Harris. Stout threw over 20 pitches in that first inning. 23 total, 15 for strikes. 1-2. High and outside at 97. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Straightened it out though in the second inning. Three up, three down, nine pitches, five strikes. Stout shaking off the first sign from Scheffler. Now the 2-2 is down and in. So back-to-back misses after a couple of foul balls from Dustin Harris. And the count's full. Three balls, two strikes. Heavy overcast above North Little Rock today. We were expecting showers. 3-2. Off the edge of the bat, and Harris saying that it hit off of his foot. Steven Rios Jr. with the mask off does call the play dead. A hard spinner that squibbed off of the right foot of Harris and kind of dribbled back up towards the mound along the first baseline right side. And the Travelers reacted like it was fair and a live ball. Dustin never left really the left side of the batter's box. Still a full count to the leadoff man to begin the third, Dustin Harris. Travelers lead it 3-1. Again, the payoff pitch. High and outside for ball four. And again in this series, Dustin Harris is aboard.
Next up for the Riders, number 12, Jonathan Wondell.
Fifth game for Dustin, and all three hits entering today were run-scoring hits featuring that grand slam. And he's aboard again. Two for two today, reaching base. Now here's the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas. Ready, ready matchup for Stout. Harris leading at first. And the first pitch, he goes to second. The throw misses for a ball. The throw down in time. Dustin Harris caught stealing second for the second consecutive game. A guy that had been so good stealing bases this season for Frisco. Harris was caught stealing just three times entering yesterday in the entire season, but it's two consecutive games now for him. Fried at second base. Count is 1-0. Stout comes home. Catches the lower outer edge on Ornelas. Now one ball and one strike. Yesterday it was Anchia. Today it's Scheffler. 1-1. Fly ball out to straightaway center. Hit fairly well. Marlowe goes back, opens up, and a back pedal towards the track. He makes the catch. Struck fairly hard by Ornelas to the deepest spot, or one of the deepest spots of Dickey Stevens Park. If that's a pole shot, that might have gotten into the basket in left field or into the bullpen in right.
And with the lack of carry here at this ballpark, that's probably gone at our place.
With the wind that we normally have at Riders Field,
yeah.
There's not a lot of wind at Dickey Stevens Park as we face south. Kellen Strom standing in, first pitch. Bouncing well in front of home plate. And tipped off the glove of Scheffler up towards Strom.
A nice catch.
Tossed it over to the Arkansas dugout. 1-0. Straightened out and drops into the zone. One ball and one strike. Strom reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. 1-1. Hard ground ball foul. Opened up his left foot and turned it over into the Rough Riders dugout. Now 1-2. It was back-to-back hits from Dustin Harris, Johnny Ornelas, second and first. Nobody out to lead off the ball game. Pretty good start. But then fielder's choice, RBI fielder's choice. Fly out, strikeout. Pitch home is up the third baseline and fair. Glove by Unroh. The third baseman throws to first in time for the final out. Another hustle play for Strom, but Unroh with the nice pick up the line and snap the throw to first. And another 1-2-3 inning for Levi Stout. Despite a leadoff walk, Dustin Harris caught stealing, and Ornelas and Strom retired in order. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. Arkansas in front on Sunday, 3-1 our score. Home half of the third innings next.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's still awaiting a start to the bottom of the third inning. And it looks like a grounds crew issue at Dickey Stevens Park. Tim Brennan and David Garcia slowly walking their way back out onto the field. The outfield for Frisco is out. Dustin Harrison left, Stowers in center, and Martinez in right playing catch with the bullpen. That's Ferneri Ozuna, looks like, warming him up. And some mound treatment before the start of the bottom of the third for Tim Brennan. Pretty interesting. Must just be a soft spot in where the foot comes down for the pitchers. Not sure if it was Stout that pointed it out or if it's Brennan. But the Rough Riders infield is partially on the field. Blaine Krim and Trey Hare are out there, but we are missing a shortstop and a second baseman.
Feels like an intermission of some sort.
Yeah, this is strange. Tim Brennan is trying to stretch and get loose as he's going to face Arkansas for the bottom of the third. Do it for the Trabs is 3-4-5 of Larson, Polkovich, Marlowe. Trabs have gotten a run in each of their first two innings offensively. They had a homer in the first from Joe Rizzo, and then a homer in the second. Two-run shot from Connor Hoover. And so two hits allowed by Brennan in each of his first two innings, but in the second was the one where he gave up the two-run homer. Zach, so far this season, Brennan's been solid, never more than one earned run in his seven appearances entering today. And the three earned runs going to be a season high for the right-hander, now starter in the rotation. But we've seen him bounce back before. You mentioned earlier giving up home runs in the first inning earlier this season and then bouncing back for a few strong frames.
Yeah, that Logan Davidson home run to lead off the game last time out against Midland, and then he came back and bounced back for four innings. So I think the biggest thing here is pitching to contact. That's when he's been at his best. He does have the three strikeouts so far through two innings, but getting ground balls, keeping the ball low in the zone, that's when we've seen the good Tim Brennan over the last 2 years. So if he can continue to do that and continue to pour in strikes, that's where he's going to have his success. Ultimately, Rough Riders don't need him to go very deep in the game. They still have bullpen arms available, and this is the series finale as well. So everyone will get a day off tomorrow as the Rough Riders will head on home and looking forward to that Corpus Christi series. There's plenty going on at the ballpark. Mark McLemore coming in for our Texas Baseball Legends on Wednesday. And then make sure you come out a weekend as well. It's Stars and Stripes weekend. We'll have fireworks every single night. The largest fireworks show of the year coming up on Sunday, July 3rd. It'll be a 20-minute show. And we're really looking forward to what should be just a really fun week overall. Big crowds, good baseball, and hey, get to cheer against the Houston Astros affiliate. That should be a little fun.
Got to think Thursday, too, is just going to be awesome. Another rowdy at the river and a thirsty Thursday. On basically, for a lot of folks, is July 4th weekend. It's kind of how you look at it. July 4th on a Monday. Frisco will play at Riders Field on Sunday, July 3rd. As Zach mentioned, the Independence Day fireworks show postgame.
Men on the road. Everyone in minor league baseball has either July 3rd or July 4th at home because that's typically the biggest day of the year, attendance-wise. So the Rough Riders will take off at 7 a.m. on Monday, July 4th, head down to San Antonio, and they'll spend the week down in South Texas. And it's going to be kind of an odd schedule. They'll play Monday and Tuesday, have Wednesday off, and finish out the series down in San Antonio and head back home.
Going to be a fun turnaround on Sunday with a 6:05 start and then an early rise and shiner of a road trip to get down to San Antonio. But it'll be fun. It's going to be interesting.
If I have this right, Chris, I believe that it's that series against Corpus Christi on the road at San Antonio, one more home series, and then we're at the All-Star break. Does that sound right?
It's going to happen fast. I believe it is the second or third week of July that they've got sectioned off for the All-Star break.
No All-Star game this year. So it is just an all-star break.
What's your take on that?
I think that I have two takes. I mean, the biggest thing, of course, is it's a thing for player safety. It gives players a few extra days and eliminates travel. But at the same time, think about there are a lot of guys playing at this level who are never going to make the big leagues. And sometimes some of their coolest moments are playing in those all-star games. So it's nice for the guys who get the time off, but it also it's a little tough to see the all-star game go.
All right, we're ready for the bottom of the third. Tim Brennan, his first pitch is just off the plate. It misses for ball one to Jack Larson. Bit of a delay at Dickey Stevens Park, but we're ready to rock in the home half of the third. Arkansas in front on Sunday, 3-1, the 1-0. Same spot for Brennan as he's trying to work the outer edge, but missing the outer half of the zone. Two balls, no strike, the at-bat starting to Jack Larson. I think that's pretty much fair, I mean, for the most part. 2-0. Catches the lower half, and now it's 2-1. I think it's just fun. I think it's a novelty. The home run derby and the All-Star game followed it up. 2-1 pitch. Tapper, that's foul. And it wasn't called foul by Steven Rios Jr. until David Garcia got the mask off, came up from behind home plate, and went to try and barehand the ball and swiped it and poked it foul. Larson never left the left side. I think it was a live ball up until he deflected it. Garcia chatting with Rios Jr. before Brennan's 2-2 pitch. He's ready for it, and the break even on its way, way outside. Three balls, two strikes.
You ever been a part of a team that hosts an All-Star game?
I actually have. It was the 2017 Midwest League All-Star game, and that was at Dow Diamond in Midland. 3-2, outside for ball four. And Brennan with a rare walk that we haven't seen too many times from him this season. It's his first of the day, and the first time that Brennan has not sat down the leadoff man for Arkansas to begin an inning.
Hosting an All-Star game is so much work.
It's daunting.
For the home team. It's a ton of work for the staff and, of course, costs a lot of money. Try to get people there in the area.
Righty-lefty to Caden Polkovich now stands in. First pitch shows bunt, pulls it back, and another arm side miss for Brennan. One ball and no strikes. It was just fun. That was a home run derby that Vlad Guerrero Jr. was a part of. A game in general that Dustin May, Fernando Tatis Jr. were there. 1-0. Again outside for Brennan. Two balls, no strikes. Larson at first on a six-pitch walk to begin the inning. And so it's fun. I think it for sure holds a soft spot in a lot of minor league baseball fans' hearts. 2-0. Hard ground ball up the middle. Glove by Ornelas. He bobbled it. Flips to second, but Biggers wasn't there covering. I don't know if he would have had a play with Larson sliding in. That might go down as the second defensive error of the Rough Riders today. Likely will.
And it does.
That is Johnny Ornelas. That is usually really rock solid at the shortstop spot. It was a hard hit ground ball and a chance for two. Can't even get one. And the first two in the third reach for Arkansas. Here comes Cade Marlowe.
I think he had time to get around that ball and field it in front of him. He elected to go to the backhand, though. It took a bad hop up on him and hit him in the wrist. So an error on Ornelas.
Brennan soldiers on in the third. First pitch. Down and inside. Ball one. His defense gave up an error back in the second to continue the inning. It didn't cost anything except just six more pitches out of the gun for Tim Brennan. Got a backwards K on Joe Rizzo to end the second after a Trey Hare error. 1-0 pitch. High fly ball out to right field. Martinez going back. He's at the track and it's gone. 3-run shot for Cade Marlowe. His second homer of the week. And his 10th of the season. It gives Arkansas a 6-1 lead on Sunday.
9th home run of the series for Arkansas.
That's now a home run in the first, second, and third for the Trash. Tim Brennan hasn't really gotten lucky in this start today, but what we have not seen out of him are home runs allowed. And that's the third. First pitch to Riley Unroe inside. He had to skip away from the left side to avoid it hitting him. Brennan entered today with only two allowed. And number two came in his recent go against Midland. His two allowed came against Midland. His first five appearances of the season didn't see a long ball. 1-0. That's straightened out over the zone and a called strike to the third baseman, Riley Unroe. Nobody out in the third and the first three aboard and have all come in. 1-1. Tapper up the first base side, but foul. Brennan in front, one ball and two strikes.
Well, this is where you'd love to see him kind of settle things down. It's a brand new inning. That's how you look at it. Nobody out and nobody on. get back to the pitcher we've seen so far this year.
Righty lefty, the 1-2. Hard ground ball, knocks the glove off the hand of Brennan. He scoops it up with his bare hands and jogs it and flips it to Krim at first for the out. Trey Hare holding the glove of Tim Brennan in his hand and hands it back to his pitcher. That was incredible.
That was behind the back. He reached behind his back and knocked that down. As you mentioned, just launched the glove off his hand, and that's shades of last year, a little bit scary, where he took a comebacker that broke his wrist in April last year, but he's good to go. Just hit the glove.
Yeah, and if anything, of course, the glove hand of Brennan.
Yeah, it was the throwing wrist that he broke last year, his right wrist.
Yeah, knocked the glove right off of him as on his fall off the mound, kind of towards the first baseline. It was a hard hit ground ball right back up the middle, and his defense was there. It looked like if he doesn't knock that down, it's still a play to be made by the middle of the defense. But wow, an impressive first out. Brennan had to work for it. Here's Patrick Frick. First pitch is a called strike one as Frick takes. Low of the zone, and it puts Brennan in front 0-1. Frick 1-for-1 today, the 0-1. Fouled back to the net. No balls, two strikes to the 7 batter and the shortstop, Patrick Frick. It's his fourth game of the series today. Entered 2-for-11 against the Rough Riders this week, but picked up hit number 3 to begin the day. Batting average has slowly been getting better on the year for Frick. 0-2. Fought off foul. Still no balls and two strikes. He started the season with a 195 batting average in April. Bump it up a considerable amount. Finished 230 in May. And then now riding a 239 in June. So it's getting better, but middle infielder sitting at the 7 spot today on the card. Brennan's 0-2. Back to the net again. Spoils another 0-2 offer and stays alive. Inning that started, Jack Larson walk, Caden Polkovich error on what could have been a double play. We can only assume that. And then a Cade Marlowe 3-run homer. 0-2 again. High and inside. Brennan buzzes the tower of Patrick Frick, and it's 1-2. Base is clear, one gone in the bottom of the third. 1-2 pitch. Chopper up the first base side, foul. That's Zach Deloach, the first base coach today for Arkansas. He's listed as an outfielder on the roster. Exchanged the lineup card at home plate today with Justin Foscue, also getting the day off. Ready, ready, the 1-2. Just missing outside on a slider that Frick wasn't sold on. Evens the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, Foscue had a heck of a series. Continued yesterday for him. Only time aboard was being hit by a pitch, but he came in to score. 2-2. Hard hit ground ball off a hop towards short. Ornelas has it. Throws to first, and Krim with a squeeze for the out. 6-3 the put out on Frick. 2 gone. Bases clear for the catcher, Matt Scheffler. Rough Riders trailing 6-1. Arkansas with 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third. And a home run in every inning. Literally a one-run shot. A solo shot, a 2-run shot in the second, and a 3-run shot in the third.
1-run shot works.
Yeah. Non-traditional. First pitch to Matt Scheffler, and it's a called strike one.
Chris, Brennan only has 3 swinging strikes all game. Only 3 times a swing and a miss.
The catcher, Scheffler, 0-1. Thought about, but it registers, and Scheffler doesn't like it. He'll step out from the right side. Brennan in front, 0-2.
That's not counting strikeouts, so 5 total, but still not what we're used to seeing from Tim Brennan.
It's been difficult for him. The solo shot in the first, he bounced back, but gave up a hit with 2 outs before getting the strikeout on Marlowe. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Down in the dirt, Garcia with the tag on Scheffler, and there's the 4th strikeout of the day for Tim Brennan, but another home run by Arkansas, and it's a 3-run shot from Cade Marlowe, his 2nd of the series, and it puts the Travelers at home in front on Sunday, 6-1 our score, all done in the 3rd. We go to the 4th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark,
located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Go time for Frisco if they want to take 5 of 6 from Arkansas this week. They trail the Travs 6-1 as we start the fourth. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Levi Stout, the right-handed starter for Arkansas, back on the bump. First pitch to Blaine Krim motors in at 96. The fastball is a called strike one. Top of the fourth, 6-1 Travs. The 0-1, ground ball off the glove of Stout, and it dies in the middle of the infield grass. Krim safe at first with a leadoff single. Boy, not how he'd think he'd draw it up. It was a hopper right back to the mound. Stout tried to stab at it with his glove, and it tipped off of his glove. And now it looks like Colin Cowgill wants to jog out, or no, he's just making sure that Steven Rios Jr. is taken care of. He gave the home plate umpire Rios Jr. a towel, who gives it now to Stout.
Clean him off. Got a little dirt on him.
He stumbled over after knocking it down. And so Krim safe at first on a base hit. Had a run scoring fielder's choice back in the first, and now picks up the first hit for Frisco since the second batter of the ballgame. Well, it puts the Rough Riders in business in the fourth. They need runs. They trail by 5. Here's J.P. Martinez. Righty-lefty matchup for Martinez standing in. Stout ready, the first pitch. Fought off into shallow left center. Trouble, though, dropping quickly. And the center fielder, Marlowe, can't make the catch. It's one of those troublesome flare shots into the Bermuda Triangle of left center field, and all three came in from left center and second in Kerwer, Marlowe, and Frick, and it found the grass.
And they are really lucky they didn't collide there. Marlowe was coming head on, and the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer, slid right in front of him and thought he was going to take out his legs, but just barely avoided him.
They basically all three, as it's dropping, have to sell and make a play on the ball. Fortunately, everybody okay, and it's just weekly hit, base hit for JP. Second hit of the inning for Frisco, their fourth of the day. And it puts two aboard for David Garcia. First pitch. Fastball at 95. Outer edge, called strike one.
If you look at the four hits, Harris and Ornelas singles in the first are both ground balls. Pretty well struck, but ground balls. You have a ground ball back to the pitcher.
0-1. Missing down and inside. Evens up the count to Garcia. One ball, one strike.
And then a flare shot in the left.
That's not been a fortunate inning for Stout. Hasn't really given up anything, hardly hit to the outfield so far. Garcia, chance to change that with two on, no out, the pitch. Ground ball foul, and what a reaction from Colin Cowgill. Talk about a guy that's alert at all times. The manager on the top step. for Arkansas. On one hop was screaming right at him, and he basically snapped the hand up and took all the screaming velo off a ground ball. I think Garcia called time because it looked like Rios Jr. stepped out. Gave Garcia a point and a thumbs up.
Colin Kelgill was an outfielder, too. That's a reaction of an infielder.
1-2. Pop fly into right center this time. Marlowe charging in, and the center fielder makes the catch, calling off Larson from right. There's the first out of the fourth. That one a little reminiscent of JP's single, but a little more lofty off the bat of Garcia as he flies out to right. Here's Trey Hare. Third game of the series for Trey. He's looking for his first hit. A good chance to find it here. A lot of room to play with down the first base and right field line. It can be a deep corner. First pitch. It catches the outer edge of the zone on Hare, and it's 0-1. Stout recovered well after back-to-back hits to begin the first inning, despite the back-to-back fielder's choice. Couple ground balls in the infield. 0-1. Tapper foul at the plate. Dies in the grass by the Arkansas dugout, and it's 0-2. Blaine Crims was the second fielder's choice, but it drove in a run. Martinez flew out to center. Garcia went down swinging, so limited the damage after the first two reached on the hit. And now Stout here in the fourth with the first two reaching on singles. A fly out, now the 0-2. Swing and a miss to Hare for strike three. Second strikeout of the day for the right-hander Levi Stout. Two gone, two on for Josh Stowers. Take you back to earlier this series, and it was in the top of the 10th inning, a three-run shot for Josh Stowers. Rough Riders would certainly go for that at this point. They trail it 6-1 on Sunday in the top of the fourth, two out. Stout's first pitch over the net and just snuck over the overhang. No balls and a strike to the outfielder Stowers, who grounded out left side of the infield back in the second. A second inning for Stout that featured three ground balls in a 1-2-3 inning, facing 7-8-9 of the order. Check second, now the 0-1 pitch. Missed outside. Just the second called ball of the inning from Levi Stout. He's been really efficient since that first, where he threw 23 pitches, 15 of them were strikes. 9-5 in the second, 15-9 in the third. 1-1. Hard hit fly ball out to straightaway center. Marlowe turns his shoulder, gets to his spot, and makes the catch. A pair of leadoff singles for Frisco to begin the fourth, but sat down in order afterwards, and both Krim and Martinez are left stranded. Still 6-1 Arkansas. We go to the home half of the fourth inning next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man on the mound for the Rough Riders to start out the bottom of the fourth as Tim Brennan's day comes to a close. It's the fellow right-hander Ty Tiedemann in for Frisco. Brennan State comes to a close after three innings, giving up six earned on five hits. A walk for him and four strikeouts in his three innings. Arkansas in front of the Rough Riders on the series finale on this Sunday. 6-1. Hit column looks fairly similar. Arkansas 5-4, but it's been the long ball. Ty Tiedemann's first pitch misses outside, and we're off and going in the home half of the fourth. Long look in from the right-hander. He comes set. Kicks and throws the 1-0. Fastball that ran a little high, but catches the zone. Now one ball and one strike from Tiedemann. The break even. Downstairs and bouncing in the dirt by the toes of the first baseman, Connor Hoover. Two balls and a strike. 9-1-2 for Arkansas. On their fourth trip to the plate, they scored one in the first, two in the second, three in the third. Tiedemann's 2-1. There's a called strike. Hoover hasn't offered at a pitch yet. Two balls and two called strikes to even up the count. 6-1 Trabs in the fourth. The 2-2 poked back up the middle, soft grounded towards Ornelas. The shortstop was cheating over to second. He makes the throw to first in time, and there's one gone. Top of the order now in the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer. For Brennan, it's numbers that we haven't seen from him this season. We didn't get a home run allowed by Tim Brennan through his first five appearances before one in each showing against the Rock Hounds in his two starts. First pitch, Tanner Kerwer tips it out of the glove of Garcia, 0-1. We've seen three today. More than doubles his total allowed this season. Solo shot from Rizzo in the first. Two-run homer by Hoover in the second. Cade Marlowe with a three-run blast in the third. 0-1. Fly ball out to straightaway center. Shallow and dropping quickly as Stowers comes in from center and makes the running catch. Base is clear. A quick go for Ty Tiedemann in the bottom of the fourth inning. Just seven pitches for his two outs. Rizzo coming up to the plate with 10 home runs in June. It's insane. A 975 OPS and his third home run of the series. Tiedemann ready from the right side, the first pitch. Rizzo swings and turns it over foul behind home plate. 0-1. Rizzo comes with the strikeouts, though. 5 Ks in his last four games. This is sixth go against Frisco this week. 0-1. Hard hit out to left field towards Harris, running towards the line and makes the catch. Rizzo slapped it out to left field, but in the neighborhood of Dustin Harris, who runs it down for the final out. Ty Tiedemann comes in the ballgame. No runs, no hits, and sits down Arkansas 1-2-3. The first bottom half of the inning for the Trabs that they're held off the scoreboard. They lead it, though, on Sunday. 6-1 our score, and we'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley for the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV. Back in the wall, goodbye! With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No.
I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system, at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jax Biggers starts it off in the top of the fifth inning. 6-1 Arkansas. First pitch. Inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders. Biggers, Harris, and Ornelas against Levi Stout, who winds back deals. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Biggers out of the University of Arkansas, where he spent his final 2 years of college there, after going to a local community college for his first year. And he participated in the 2018 College World Series Championship with Arkansas against Oregon State. Pitch home. Inside. 1-2. Oregon State ended up winning, but pretty good showing by Arkansas. They were one out away. The pitch is fouled away left side, and it's 1-2 from winning the game. Arkansas, one out away, and there was a pop-up down the right side in foul territory. Three players converged, and no one was able to catch it. The pitch is fouled back. It's 1-2 still on Biggers. That was a University of Arkansas team that had Heston Kerstad, Blaine Knight, Evan Lee. The pitch. Line drive up the middle to center. Easy play for Cade Marlowe. He makes the catch. And Oregon State tied the game. The very next batter. And then they hit a three-run go-ahead homer in the top half of the ninth inning. Trevor Larnick, who's now in the Minnesota Twins, hit that three-run blast for the Beavers, and Oregon State ended up winning the next game. And they won it all. The pitch. High skyscraping pop-up in the infield. The shortstop, Patrick Frick, called off by Polkovich. The second baseman is under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. Riders trail 6-1 in the top of the fifth. Ornelas in from the right side. Offering it. Fly ball hit to center field, driving Marlowe back to the warning track. Still going, reaches up over his head, can't get it. Ornelas up to second. He's turning, and he stops right there. Two-out double for Johnny Ornelas, his ninth two-bagger of the season. He crushed that one to dead center field over Marlowe's head. Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position now with two outs. Kellen Strom stands in. 0 for 2 today. 6-1, Arkansas leads it. Stout from the stretch, the pitch. Outside, 1-0, no strikes on Strom. Bounced into a fielder's choice in the first and grounded out in the third to third base. One nothing pitch. Fly ball to right field. This one drives Larson back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Kellen Strom with a two-run home run to the opposite field. And the Rough Riders make this a closer ball game. They now trail 6-3. Kellen Strom with an opposite field home run, his fourth of the season, and he continues to crush the baseball.
Number 9, Blaine
Crim. A two-run shot makes it the first game this season that Strom has had multiple RBIs. And here's Blaine Crim. Wind back from Stout, the pitch. Hard grounder, third base side. It pops up over the lip of the grass in the infield and scoots its way into center, or into left center, I should say, for a base hit. Kellen Strom with hits in back-to-back plate appearances. J.P. Martinez now, all this damage coming with two outs. Double from Ornelas. Strom, the opposite field home run. And Krim, the single. Time called, and here is Sean McGrath, the pitching coach, out of the dugout. J.P. Martinez will have to wait at the plate. Well, my partner just popped back up here into the booth. You got some goodies.
Are you
got
ready
there?
For an absolute shot to the arteries?
We have fried Oreos. Is that what we're looking at?
This is powdered sugar on top of deep-fried Oreos. That's not even the specialty of this ballpark. I heard that the fried bologna sandwich is kind of the crown jewel here.
You didn't want to go that route?
No. Kind of a sweet tooth that's been suppressed a good amount. You're trying one of these.
You're going to pass out on the bus ride back.
That's kind of the goal, right?
Kind of the point,
For 5 hours?
Yeah.
I have no issue with that. All right. I'm going to try one of these, and then I'll let you know what I think here.
All right. Report back.
Okay.
6-3, Rough Riders trailing Arkansas. Two-run home run by Kellen Strom. J.P. Martinez climbs in now. My partner takes a huge bite out of the fried Oreo to my left. The pitch. Outside corner called strike 0-1. Martinez 1-for-2 with a single to center back in the fourth. Pitch home. Ground ball back up the middle. Speared by Stout. Off to his left. The pitcher takes his time, throws him out at first, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. Two runs across, though, for the Rough Riders on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We get the thumbs up. They're good. All right. We go to the home half of the fifth inning. 6-3 Arkansas out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're back to Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. As we go to the home half of the fifth inning, Riders trail 6-3 to Arkansas. Grant Wolfram takes over for Ty Tiedemann on the mound. Very nice inning for Tiedemann. 1-2-3 frame in the fourth. Jack Larson, Caden Polkovich, Cade Marlowe, 3-4-5 due up for Arkansas. Wolfram, the tall 6'9" left-hander. He deals into Larson. High pop-up foul out of play left side. It's 0-1. We're not only back with a baseball game, but we're back with food reviews with Chris Jarrett.
Yeah, it was good, man. I've actually never had deep-fried Oreos before. I've heard a lot about them. I've had, like, chocolate-covered Oreos or, like, frozen Oreos before. Like, they've called them hockey pucks. But these are this was good.
0-1. On the inside corner for a strike going 2.
Give it like a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay. What's a 10 out of 10 for you?
I haven't tasted it yet. I don't know.
Ever?
I mean, 10 out of 10 is the best thing you've ever had.
Yeah. 0-2. Got him swinging. Fastball at 98, low and away. And Grant Wolfram picks up his first strikeout. One away in the fifth. Ryder is trailing 6-3, and Caden Polkovich makes his way to the plate.
Can't just be out here handing out 10 out of 10s all the time.
No. I'm a stamp of approval guy.
As in, like, it gets my stamp of approval type? Okay.
But that means something, you know? Pitch home. Polkovich takes high and away. One ball, no strikes. Like, I'm not just going to hand it out to anything.
Right. But, like, what if it gets your stamp of approval, meh, but it gets your stamp of approval really good? Like, how can you tell the difference?
Yeah, the differentiation.
The hard-hitting questions here.
Pitch home. Polkovich takes a high outside corner strike. One ball, one strike. 6-3, Arkansas leads at bottom half of the fifth. That's a good question. I mean, there has to be some sort of rating system. 1-1 toss. Ground ball foul. Right at the plate, one ball, two strikes. I guess it's like a stamp of approval, and then there's like something you tack on at the end. Like, yeah, it's good. I'd recommend it. Or it's great. You've got to try it kind of thing.
Interesting.
Does that work?
No.
It's got to be out of 10. From the stretch. Wolfram kicks the 1-2. Check swing. They appeal. He was able to hold. High fastball misses. Two balls, two strikes. I remember when you first showed up, I had all these restaurants I wanted to take you to. I was excited. And I realized you got a tough grading system.
Yeah.
Pitch home. High and outside. Three balls, two strikes.
Like, I'll let you know if I enjoyed it, and I feel like I would.
You're honest.
Yeah, I'll be like, trust me, that was good. But I'd give something like a 7 or 7.5 out of 10. You're in top tier when it's like 8.5 out of 10.
3-2. Check swing. He went around. Called strike three anyway. Grant Wolfram sits down the first two with strikeouts. Two down, and Kate Marlowe makes his way to the plate. That's okay. Great Grant Wolfram pretty close to the top so far here in this performance. Two batters face, two strikeouts. Riders trailing 6-3. We're in the home half of the fifth inning. Cade Marlowe stands in. A three-run homer his last time up. Wolfram kicks, delivers. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. 0-1. Larson, the left-hander. Polkovich, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. And now Marlowe, another left-hander here in this inning. Wolfram from the stretch. The 0-1 on the way. On the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-2. When Grant Wolfram is throwing strikes, he is just about as good as anyone in this Rough Riders bullpen. Tough thing is he's had a tough time throwing strikes this year consistently. Not so much today, though. Two up, two down. Both via the K. He sets. 0-2 pitch to Marlowe. Swing and a miss, struck him out with the slider, and Grant Wolfram whips the side in the fifth inning. Dominating outing. Rough Riders pitchers have combined to retire the last 9 Arkansas batters between Tim Brennan, Ty Tiedemann, and Grant Wolfram. And Frisco trails 6-3 as we go to the top of the sixth here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, CarpetTech's Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpet Tech. Call Carpet Tech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas dips into their bullpen for the first time today and brings out Devin Sweet. Levi Stout done after his five innings, allowing three runs, all earned on seven hits. He struck out two and walked one. Rough Riders trailing 6-3 as we move to the top of the sixth inning. David Garcia to start things off for the Rough Riders, then Trey Hare and Josh Stowers. 6-7-8 in the Riders' order. First pitch. Check swing and a miss and a changeup off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Sweet, the Greensboro, North Carolina native, pitching in his 24th game this season for Arkansas. Pitched in 25 all of last year for them. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup again off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. This year, 3-3 with a 4.93 ERA. Garcia steps out, calls time. Biggest difference for Sweet this season, he hasn't allowed the home run ball that he did last year. Only six home runs surrendered in his 23 outings. 0-2. Changeup again, misses away. One ball, two strikes. Last year, 18 home runs allowed in his 79 innings. This year in 34, just six. Looks in for a sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Went to the slider. And he whiffs Garcia. One away. Here's Trey Hare. Trey Hare. 6-3. Riders trailing here in the top of the sixth inning. Hare 0 for 2 today. A ground out and a strikeout. Sweet deals. High fly ball hit well to center field. Marlowe back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Trey Hare connects in a solo blast to dead center field off the batting cage roof. An absolute missile. And the Riders are now within two. It's 6-4 Arkansas. It takes a lot to get it out to center field here, and Trey Hare just connected on his team best 13th home run of the year. It's the second home run that Sweet has allowed in this series to the Rough Riders. The first was to this man stepping in, Josh Stowers. You're in game one of the series. The Riders now trail 6-4. First pitch is a broken bat flare down the third baseline, up and over Unroh's glove in foul territory, and it's 0-1. Boy, Unroh nearly made that catch just off the tip of his glove, jumping up in foul territory. And Josh Stowers has to go get a new bat. Trey Hare is 13th home run of the year, 37th RBI. That snapped an 0 for 11 in this series. And he absolutely crushed it. 0-1 to Stowers. Low and outside, it misses, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders with home runs in consecutive innings now in the fifth and the sixth. From the stretch, 1-1. Stowers grounds it down the third baseline. Backhanded stop, Unroh. Slings it across the diamond and gets him. Very nice play.
Now batting number 19.
Two down for Jax Biggers. Our Frontiers went two consecutive games without homering before that blast from Trey Hare. It's a very rare feat for Frisco. Actually, they went three straight games of that homering. Offering in. Biggers takes outside. One ball, no strikes. It's a team that homered in 10 straight earlier in the month. The Friders have only not homered in 22 games this year. 1-0. Off the end of the bat, a liner to second right at Caden Polkovich. He makes the catch. and the side comes to a close in the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders get a run, though, on a solo blast from Trey Hare. They now trail by 2-6-4 as we roam to the bottom half of the sixth inning after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Wolf from Back to the Hill as we go to the home half of the sixth inning. First pitch to Riley Unroe. Check swing and a high fastball, and it misses. One ball, no strikes. What an inning for Grant Wolf from in the fifth. Struck out the side with ease. Just 12 pitches for him. He's ready from the stretch, and he kicks and offers. Broken bat flare, shallow center. Back biggers in Stowers. It drops in between them. Base hit for Riley Unroe on a flare shot. Lead off single. There's Patrick Frick. One for two day for the shortstop. Single and a run scored back in the second. He grounded out to short in the third. That hit snaps a streak of nine in a row retired by Rough Riders pitching going back to the third inning. First pitch home to Patrick. Chopper, left side. Ornelas has got it chest high. On to second for one. Return throw to first. Not in time. Frick beats it out. Fielder's choice, 6-4.
Number 22, Matt Scheffler.
Matt Scheffler now, runner at first, one down. And here comes Colin Calgill to argue. He's talking with home plate umpire Stephen Rios Jr. Not sure what they're talking about, but it was a very quick conversation. And now Rios Jr. going out to talk to Grant Wolfram. Maybe saying, make sure you come set. Not entirely sure. I'm still not sure what that conversation is. A 6-4 Riders trail here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Wolfram ready from the stretch. He faces Matt Scheffler in the pitch. High and away, one ball, no strikes. 0 for 2 day for the catcher. Runner at first, one out. Riley Unroe singled. He's eliminated in the 6-4 fielder's choice. Wolfram ready, the 1-0. Outside, back pick to first, not in time. Two balls, no strikes. Wolfram filled up the strike zone in that fifth inning. 12 pitches, nine of them strikes. He readies the 2-0. Fly ball off the fist, shallow left field, tough play. Harris coming on. Ornelas back, just over the Riders' shortstop head. It falls in. Another soft base hit falling into left field. Runners at first and second now. One out for Connor Hoover. Wolfram does not allow a lot of base runners on hits this season. Usually the base runners against him will come via walks. But two very soft singles in this sixth inning have put two aboard. Just one out. Opponents this season are hitting just 242 against Wolfram. Left-handed batter Connor Hoover, who had a two-run home run earlier in the game from the nine hole, is in from the left side. First pitch. Inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Hoover's home run is fourth of the season. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Wolfram ready from the stretch. 0-1. Inside, miss with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. They play Hoover very deep in the outfield with Stowers in center. Wolfram from the stretch. He rocks in the 1-1. Fouled away left side. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders, four runs, eight hits, two errors in this day game to finish out the series. Arkansas, six runs, seven hits, and no errors today. Wolfram has his sign. The left-hander checks second. Comes set. Deals in the 1-2. Check swing and a pitch off the outside corner. They appeal, and he was able to hold. Two balls, two strikes. Still just one out. Getting Hoover would be huge here because Tanner Kerwer at the top of the order is on deck. We'd love to face him with two outs. Wolfram ready from the stretch. He delivers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider away. Big strikeout for Grant Wolfram, his fourth. Two down here in the sixth inning, and that brings Tanner Kerwer to the plate. Kerwer 0-3, right-handed hitter, though, against the lefty Wolfram. Righties have had a lot more success against Wolfram this season than lefties had. First pitch. A bunt shown. He pulls back, takes high. One ball, no strikes. Righties hitting 297 against Wolfram. Lefties a putrid 129 entering into this one. Wolfram ready from the stretch. He offers in. Slider down the heart of the plate for a strike. Count flattens at 1-1. The two singles in this inning, neither of them have been hard hit. Wolfram readies. He deals in the 1-1. Broken bat flare out to short. Ornelas started back, now comes in. It's Hare who makes the catch from third, cutting in front of Ornelas. Side comes to a close in the inning. The Rough Riders strand a couple base runners, and they still trail 6-4 as we go to the top of the seventh. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we come back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco pitching, holding Arkansas off the scoreboard since the third. They've been busy at the plate. Three runs via the long ball in their last two trips offensively. 6-4 Arkansas in front on Sunday. Chris Jared, Zach Bigley with you as some dark clouds rolling over Dickie Stevens Park. We had rain yesterday that missed the south. And we were due for some showers earlier today at 1 o'clock. Haven't seen anything all day, so we're going to keep riding that. Top of the order due up for Frisco, and they face a new man on the mound. Devin Sweet's day comes to a close. Just one inning for the righty reliever. And exchange him with fellow right-hander Travis Kuhn. Facing Dustin Harris, first pitch. It zooms high and inside, ball one.
Yesterday was weird where it was raining in the outfield, and it was raining very little here more towards the plate.
1-0. Way inside. Almost hit Harris as he scooted back, 2-0. Really weird, because you could turn around and see on the monitor over our shoulder the center field cam, and it looked like it was absolutely dumping. Like, it looked like really big, big raindrops coming down at center field. And then right in front of us, you'd be fooled. You couldn't see anything in the infield. 2-0. There's a middle fastball at 85. Two balls and a strike to Harris. Frisco trailing by two as we start the seventh.
So when you say rain just missed us, you mean
literally over there.
Just missed us.
2-1. That's a called strike two, and the count's even to Harris. Arkansas hopped out to a quick 6-1 lead through three innings. Three home runs, and it brought all six runs in. 2-2. Fought off the bat of Harris, foul over the Riders' dugout, up the concourse left side. Still an even count. Frisco's fought back, Zach. They're out hitting Arkansas 8-7, and they've answered with some hard-hit homers themselves. Kellen Strom with a two-run shot, and Trahear with a solo homer. 2-2. Back to the screen. Harris staying alive, still an even count.
It's been a large part of the Rough Riders' offense all season long, but just not in this series.
Not this
the
week.
Home run ball. This is a park that plays very pitcher-friendly, but Rough Riders taking advantage of maybe some home run-friendly atmosphere today.
2-2. Up the first baseline, foul. Dustin Harris fighting to keep this leadoff at-bat going to begin the seventh.
That's five combined homers between the two teams in this game. The wind is blowing out to right field today.
North wind blowing south at Dickie Stevens Park. Again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Harris had three consecutive foul balls before going down swinging. And Travis Kuhn picking up his first strikeout out of the bullpen. Let's introduce you to the right-hander from Laguna Hills, California, taken by the Mariners in 2019 out of San Diego in the 19th round. 1-2 this season, a .169 earned run average in 32 innings. He's got 38 now strikeouts. And the whip looking good at a 109. Here's Johnny Ornelas. First pitch is a called strike one. Rough Riders starting shortstop today is 2-for-3. Picked up a double back in the fifth. Kuhn's 0-1. Same spot. 98 the gun reads. And it's 0-2. Ornelas wearing the cuffs of his pants rolled up to about shin high and then calls time.
28th multi-hit game of the season for him. He came in one hit back of the minor league baseball lead with 83 hits on the season. So that's 85 for him now.
Long look in from Kuhn, and now comes set. The 0-2, way up high. 100 on the gun. Woo. Looked out to right center and saw triple zeros. Now that one looked hot out of the hands of Kuhn. As he comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss down and away. Got him on a nasty slider at 87. Back-to-back punch-outs for the right-handed reliever Travis Kuhn to begin the seventh. That's tough to hit.
He's been tough to hit all season. Seems like he's been the one guy out of this bullpen that you're like, oh boy, here he comes. Same thing here today.
Same with Strifler. Strifler's been a difficult assignment for hitters this year. Kellen Strom in, the first pitch to him, floats high at 86. One ball, no strikes to the Rough Riders' designated hitter today, Kellen Strom, with his fourth homer of the year. It was a two-run shot in the fifth. Next toss buzzes Strom inside, almost hit him. Now 2-0.
Buzzes the tower? Like Top Gun?
Yeah. Clear for flyby. Have you seen that movie?
I have.
What'd you think of it? 2-0. There's a called strike. Strom sitting 2-1. We saw it together. It was pretty good.
I was going to say, I saw it with a guy you might know.
Yeah. Boy, tight miss of the zone, and Kuhn not happy as he spins off the mound in angst. Tight miss, it's 3-1.
You just asked, is that low? And yep. Steven Rios Jr. nodded his head.
3-1. Outside, missing for ball four. That one looked like it missed the zone a little bit more than the recent pitch, but a two-out walk, a sign from Kuhn. And now here comes the first baseman, Blaine Krim.
Not sure if the broadcast caught it, but Sean McGrath, the pitching coach from the dugout, just yelled, that's two in a row.
Yeah, not happy with the location, or at least how they were called. Here's Blaine Krim. First pitch, toppled back to the net, swinging on his first pitch, and it's 0-1. Look at the at-bats today for Blaine Krim. One pitch in the first, two in the fourth, and then a one-pitch base hit in the fifth. Last two at-bats have been base hits. Has yet to come in to score. Two gone, Strom at first, and the 0-1 pitch. Outside. Count evens up at one ball, one strike. Zach, this is the sixth game of the series for Blaine Krim, and he still hasn't struck out this series. He hasn't struck out since June 17th. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, down and away. I might actually just stop right there. Because that looked like a tough swing and a miss.
Well, he's had a lot of hard contact this series, and he hasn't come away with many hits. Two hits today, that's four hits in the series now. And you know it's just a matter of time before he starts seeing some green and starts sending him over the wall.
1-2. Called strike three. Stretch time at Dickey Stevens Park. Rough Riders trail 6-4. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Wolfram back out on the mound, going for his longest outing since May 14th. He's got two behind him and looking for three as he faces Joe Rizzo after the stretch from North Little Rock. First pitch popped in the air over towards the Rough Riders dugout, and it'll float into the just shy of the concourse into the seats. No balls and a strike to the designated hitter, Joe Rizzo. Grant Wolfram has come out for his third inning of work a number of times this month, but his longest came on the first day of June, 2 2/3. 0-1. Floater pulled out into right field, and Rizzo with another hit in the series. Second hit of the day for Joe Rizzo, his seventh of the week against Frisco.
Next up for the Travelers, number seven.
Leadoff base hit. Now here comes the right fielder, Jack Larson. Well, that's going to do it. Jared Gettert, the Rough Riders manager, out of the pen. And he's going to take the ball from Wolfram. Frisco going to their bullpen, and it's time for another pitching change at Dickie Stevens Park. We'll step aside for it. Come back for the finish of the seventh next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco back with the right-handers. They bring in Seth Nordlund. For the bottom of the seventh, he faces Jack Larson. First pitch is shot in the air out to right center field. Pretty deep. Martinez going back to the wall, and it's gone. That just might be the knockout punch in the bottom of the seventh. 10th hit of the week for Jack Larson is a two-run shot. That makes it 8-4. Arkansas in the seventh inning.
That's his second home run, the sixth combined home run in the game between the two teams. 4 for the Travs, 2 for the Rough Riders. It's been a home run party.
Arkansas hadn't scored since the third inning as Caden Polkovich stands in. First pitch, hums outside, 93 on the fastball that misses, 1-0. The only run-scoring hit for Arkansas today, they've had 4, and they've all left the yard, 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's now 1-1. The Travs actually only have one runners in scoring position hit as the 1-1's directed to center field. Stower is coming in and makes a nice running catch. Had to decide if he'd pull up or go for it, and Stower's committed and makes a nice running sliding grab for the first out. Joe Rizzo had the solo homer in the first. Connor Hoover's two-run shot in the second had Patrick Frick at first base. And then the only RBI chance hit for Arkansas today was the three-run shot. Cade Marlowe had two aboard. And here he is facing Seth Norland. First pitch is shot over the net, foul. Clanks off the J-trim that separates the overhang and the upper press box and the suite level. Falls back down to the seats underneath down below. 0-1 to Marlowe. Hard hit out to center field. Stowers going back, shy of the track, straightens up in front of the 400 sign off the wall and makes the catch. Some hard hit fly balls from Seth Norland, but there's two out. Third baseman Riley Unroe is next. Really muggy Sunday afternoon in North Little Rock, and the ball has flown at this ballpark today, as Zach recently touched on. Six home runs today and four for the home travelers. Unroe, the first pitch, slapped in the air over the net, foul, 0-1. The third baseman Unroe with one hit back in the sixth inning, and he was cut down at second on a Patrick Frick fielder's choice. He's on deck. Fifth game of the series for Unroe. Norland comes set, the 0-1. Check swing from the third baseman, Unroe, and he went around, 0-2. It was a really difficult month of May for Unroe. He finished 125 at the plate in the month. Next toss, in the air out to left field. Harris charging in and leaps and had the ball in his glove, and it popped out of his mitt. Dustin had to make a running attempt at a catch to his left. It was in his glove, and as he barrel rolled out of the dive, it flipped out of his mitt. Is that going to go down as an error? Yeah, tough effort for Harris to try and make the catch. Would have been the final out for Norland, who really wanted it. But a base hit for Riley Unroe, his second of the game. First pitch, and he goes for second. Ball squeaks away from Garcia on a fastball low to the catcher, I should say shortstop Patrick Frick. It's 1-0. So a base hit from Unroe, and he steals second on the next toss. Long pause from Norland, and now he steps off to wipe the sweat from his brow. Two gone, runner at second, and an 8-4 Arkansas lead on Sunday. Frisco took the series last night with the 6-3 win. The 1-0 missed inside. Two balls, no strikes. They were just looking for 5 of 6 today. Haven't won a series this year, 5 games out of the 6. They swept San Antonio back in the first road trip of the year. 2-0. Catches the outer edge. And now it's 2 balls and a strike. Frick in his 4th game of the series, and he picked up just his 3rd hit of the week in his first at-bat back in the 2nd. Bumped his average up to a 225. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. And it's now 2-2. Seth Norland has faced some hardships out on the mound for Frisco recently. He went through a really good stretch to start the year. The win-loss record still at a good spot at a 2-1-1. But the ERA floating up to a 3.54. He makes his 19th appearance today. 2-2, missed off the plate. And now a full count to the shortstop, Patrick Frick, with 2 outs and a runner at second in the 7th. 4th home run of the day by the Arkansas Travelers came on the first pitch from Norland out of the pen. It's 8-4 Arkansas. Nordland's payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down and away for strike 3. Seth Norland notches himself a strikeout on Sunday, but gives up the 2-run shot in the 7th. A run goes on the line of Grant Wolfram. The other on Nordland's line. 2 runs in on 2 hits. No errors. The man left aboard at second base. That'll do it for the 7th. We roll on to the 8th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Braden Shipley back out on the mound. I should say out on the mound for the first time. It's his second time of the week, but first on Sunday. And he faces Frisco in the eighth. J.P. Martinez standing in. The first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Down and away. No balls and a strike to the right fielder Martinez, who's 1-for-3 today. Shipley in his 25th appearance this year. Oh, one misses down and inside. Now one ball and one strike to Martinez. J.P. entered today reaching base in 6 of his last 9 at-bats. It was a slower start to the week, just 1-for-11 in the first stretch of games. 1-1 to him. That drops in the zone at 83 on the outer edge. One ball, two strikes to the Rough Riders. Right fielder J.P. Martinez defensively had a shot out to right field today, and it took J.P. all the way to the track. Got the glove up, and it just tipped off the top of his glove. Was going to go over anyways, but almost had a chance to make a home run robbing catch. Time called by the catcher, Matt Scheffler. He wants a word with Braden Shipley, the 30-year-old that was drafted by the Diamondbacks with the 15th overall pick back in 2013. Some of these nicknames on the minor league baseball page, like Sensi, his nickname's Sensi. It's interesting. I'm sure there's a story to it. Shipley's 1-2 down and away. Evens up the count to J.P., 2 balls, 2 strikes.
You don't see many nicknames listed on the MILB page in general. Baseball Reference maybe, but not too many on the MILB page.
Like, what do you got to do to... Does the story have to be good enough to have them post it? 2-2 called, strike three on Martinez as he goes down watching. Shipley drops a backwards K on Martinez. 2-1 this season. The right-hander with a 2.81 earned run average in his 24 prior outings. No starts for him. Exclusively out of the bullpen for Arkansas. 1.09 whip this season. Righty-lefty matchup on David Garcia. First pitch to him. Down and in. 1 ball, no strikes. I am currently post about 4 deep-fried Oreos.
You feeling it a little
bit? Not mailing it in on Sunday, but Sunday's kind of the day for that. Shipley's 1-0. Missed outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
What's our level of regret right now?
0.
Okay, good. Like that.
Why would I regret that?
I don't know.
Deep-fried Oreos are awesome.
It.
No, not really.
Okay.
No, best choice I could make. I think the next best choice would have been a deep-fried bologna sandwich. 2-1 misses down and away. Three balls, no strikes. That's here. That's a thing. And then also the deep-fried PB&J. They got the Friars going overtime at Dickie Stevens Park. It's been a good series. 3-0. Rings in on Garcia. Now three balls and a strike. Been a good series for the catching group for Frisco, entering today a combined 8 for 17 between Watt and Garcia. 3-1 from Shipley. Chopper right side. Second baseman Polkovich boots it into right field. It took him hard to the left side. He got in front of it, but a hop that went right off of his chest and dribbled up the right field line a little bit. Garcia safe at first. We'll see if they give Frisco their ninth hit of the day or the first error assigned to Arkansas. Frisco had a clean, errorless ball game yesterday. 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They've got 2 today, and they do assess it on an error on Polkovich at second. First pitch to Trey Harris, tapped foul in between the legs of the catcher Scheffler, back to the backstop. 0-1. One gone in the top of the eighth. Frisco trails by 4. They had their deficit doubled in the bottom of the seventh on a 2-run homer. 0-1. Missing inside on Harris. He was loading up to swing. Laid off, and for good reason, it missed. Now 1-1 one strike. Jack Larson now riding with that 2-run homer a 10-game hitting streak. It's his 17th hit in that stretch. 1-1. Tapper at the plate. And again, Hare just getting a piece of one on a big cut. It's 1-2. I think Trey Hare's been a strong surprise in the first half for the Rangers and the Rough Riders. Picked up earlier this year as a free agent. And he's produced 13 home runs as a corner infielder for Frisco. Throw to first, and Garcia stepping back to the bag quickly. Still 1-2 on Trey. That 13th home run came today, straightaway dead center, over 420 feet. Righty lefty to Hare. The 1-2 outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. JP was the first out and the only out of this top of the eighth. He went down watching. Josh Stower is awaiting on deck. That hit for Hare, his first hit of the series to bust the slump. He was 0 for 9 entering today. Time called at the plate by Hare right before the windup and the stretch from Shipley. So the count stays even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. We're going to miss the rain today, I think. It looks like a lot of the dark stuff is south of here. Or at least as it just basically covers the horizon. Looking to our left where the clouds are coming from, it looks nice and bright. 2-2 inside as it scoots the third baseman away. Now a full count to Hare, 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Given your track record on the broadcast, maybe we won't miss the rain.
At least What's today. That mean?
Couple jinxes for you today?
Oh, yeah, that's been bad. That's really been bad. It was Blaine, and then I got Grant, too, on the other end of that break. 3-2, swing, and a miss, strike 3. Second strikeout for Braden Shipley in the second out of the inning. Hare done on strikes. Here comes the right fielder, Josh Stowers.
Well,
I feel like it's still worth mentioning about Blaine Krim. That strikeout today busted a stretch of he had gone... Oy, let's see, 3 today, 27 at-bats without a strikeout. It was his longest streak of the season by far. First pitch. Stowers turns one over, left side on a hop to Frick. Long throw to first base on a bounce, and it's in time. No, it's... Yes, it is in time for the final out. Oy, Stowers was shy by just half a step at first base. That'll do it for the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders leaving Garcia at first. He reached on the infield error, but nothing can come of it. Frisco trailing to the bottom of the eighth inning, 8-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Little Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas on top of Frisco 8-4 on Sunday. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you as Seth Norlund back out on the bump. His first pitch rings in their outer edge for a called strike. Catcher Matt Scheffler standing in for Arkansas. The Trav sending 8-9-1 to the dish in the bottom of the eighth. Righty-righty from Norlund, the pitch home. Slapped over the net, behind home plate, foul. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. Norlund came in with a runner at first base in the seventh. Had to face Joe Rizzo, who leads the Texas League in home runs in the month of June. And he picked up number 10 on the first pitch from Seth. Two-run shot to make it 8-4 Arkansas. Norlund settled in after that. Couple of flyouts to center field. Gave up a two-out single to Riley Unroll, but picked up a strikeout on Patrick Frick. That ended the bottom of the seventh. Rough Riders got three runs between the fifth and sixth. 0-2, high and inside on Scheffler. Fastball at 94 that ran away from Norlund, and it's 1-2 now. Five runs for Frisco yesterday in the second inning. Their next run came in the top of the ninth, but it was enough. They staved off Arkansas 6-3. 1-2. Hard hit and into center field for a base hit. Scheffler a laser off the bat towards short, and Ornelas could only turn and watch it sizzle right past his head. Leadoff single for the catcher, Scheffler. And now here's the first baseman in the bottom of the order, Connor Hoover. Hoover with his 11th strikeout in the month of June in his last at-bat in the sixth inning. Righty-lefty matchup on Norlund. The pitch. Ground ball right side. Krim with a foot on first, but called foul by Mike Carroll up the line. Boy, not by much. Instead, it's just a foul ball to Hoover, 0-1. Would have been 2. Hoover 3-for-7 in his last two games. Entering this week, he only had one hit versus Frisco on the season. The 0-1, down and away. One ball, one strike. Then he produced a two-run homer today. His only hit of the ball game, but his fourth hit of the series. Even count for Norlund. One ball, one strike. The pitch home. Swing and a miss at 84. It's now 1-2. Top of the order on deck, left fielder Tanner Kerwer. Norlund coming set from the right side, the 1-2, missing off the plate. Two balls, two strikes on the arm side miss from Norlund, and it evens up the count to Hoover. The first baseman today who missed all of 2021. Nordland's break even downstairs. Count working full to the first baseman, Hoover. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out in the eighth. 8-4 Arkansas out hitting Frisco, now 11-8 after the Scheffler single. Nordland's payoff pitch. Down and in for ball four. First walk allowed by the right-hander Seth Nordland. Scheffler down to second. Hoover to first. Two aboard for the top of the order. It's been pretty 50-50 outcome for Hoover this week, this month in terms of strikeouts or walks. That's his ninth in the month of June. We mentioned the strikeout back in the sixth inning was his 11th. Top of the order in Tanner Kerwer. It's his fourth game today, all in the leadoff spot for Arkansas. First pitch to him, swing and a miss for strike one. Kerwer riding a 3-0-2 month of June, but he's slumped in the series his last five games. A 188 at the plate on a 3-for-16 outing. Nordland coming set, two aboard, nobody out. The 0-1. Called strike two on the outer half of the plate. And the right-handed reliever Seth Nordland in the driver's seat. Lights are on despite 3:54 at Dickey Stevens Park. Heavy overcast on the Sunday afternoon series final. Nordland comes set, check second, and now spins off the mound. Working 0-2 on Kerwer. A guy that does not strike out much as Johnny Ornelas takes a moment to jog to the mound. Kerwer yesterday finished with three strikeouts. It was just his second 3K day against Frisco last night. His first came on April 29th, so it's been a long time since the Arkansas outfielder finished with three strikeouts in one game. And that's three strikeouts minimum. So never has he been given the golden sombrero. David Garcia joined Ornelas out on the mound to chat with Nordland. Both back to their positions. Two aboard, nobody out for Tanner Kerwer in the bottom of the eighth. Count is 0-2. Nordland looking for the first out of the inning. Come set, the 0-2 pitch. Chopper left side and it dribbles foul. Still 0-2. Frisco capping the series today. They'll be back for six against Corpus Christi next week, starting Tuesday. And Trey Hare threw that ball into the seats. It clanged off the railing and back into the field of play. Blame it on the kid. He couldn't make the catch.
Come
and so
on.
Now Ornelas sails it to some fans more deserving. You had your shot, dude.
You could do like Jax Biggers and just launch it.
That was
funny.
Lot. That was funny.
He's done that twice. Once over the roof here behind home plate and once into the parking lot beyond left field.
Nordland, the 0-2. Down and away. One ball, two strikes to Kerwer. Top hitter in the Arkansas card today. Meat of the order coming up, but when you look at the damage done, it's basically spread throughout the entire card. Everybody except Kerwer producing a hit today. 1-2. Off the inside edge of his bat, a floater towards second. And Biggers back steps to the trim of the grass and makes a catch. So now Kerwer 0-for-5 today. And there's the first out of the eighth. Here comes the designated hitter, Joe Rizzo. Not the guy you want with two aboard. And a righty-lefty matchup, only one out. We'll see how Nordland fares against the home run leader in the month of June in the Texas League, Joe Rizzo. It was the last batter faced for Grant Wolfram. He gave up the base hit before departing. First pitch, missing off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Arkansas kicking the offense back up. They were held off the scoreboard from the fourth through the sixth inning, but the two-run shot in the seventh broke that scoreless slump. And they needed it. 1-0. Tipped into the glove of Garcia, and it popped out. But nonetheless, a foul ball strike. Count even at one ball and one strike. Frisco scored two in the fifth, one in the sixth. And at what was at one time a 6-1 Arkansas lead, it had been eaten into by a good amount by the Rough Riders offense. The 1-1, missing low. Two balls and a strike. Basically disappeared. It was 6-4 Travelers. Rough Riders looked good, but on the home run ball, Kellen Strom and Trey Hare joining the party. 2-1 off the plate. Now three balls and a strike to Rizzo. We say joining the party because Arkansas at the time had three. With their two-run shot in the seventh, their fourth of the day. Long look in from Nordland, slowing down the outing. Comes set the 3-1. Chopper foul up the first base side. That fills up the count on Rizzo, 3-2.
Looking forward to head home after this.
I just saw the bus pull up to the parking lot.
All right.
Looking right now, and it's 4 o'clock. Game that started at 1:35. We're deep in it. Bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco down to their final three outs offensively, but Seth Nordland trying to get him there. 3-2. Blasted up the first baseline and a line drive into the corner that tails foul.
Man, he's hit the ball hard a lot today.
You got to like what they see out of Joe Rizzo from a power perspective. Only a .249 average. But a home run today to make it 15 on the year.
He's a former top 15 prospect in the organization.
Yeah, the OPS talks. Just shy of 800. 3-2. Called strike three. Second time today that Rizzo is sat down on a third strike looking. Second strikeout for Seth Nordland. Still two on, now two out. Here comes the right fielder, Jack Larson. He won't see Seth Nordland, though. Jared Gettert coming out and wants to take a trip. Maybe one last time to the bullpen. Looks like Grant Anderson for Frisco with the door opening, and he's coming in from center field. We'll step aside for the pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network, needing one more out in the eighth. 8-4 Arkansas from Dickey Stephens Park.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Grant Anderson now out on the mound for the Rough Riders. They're looking for just one more out in the eighth inning, and he'll inherit two aboard. Again with two out. 8-4 Travelers over Frisco in the final game of the six-game series on the road. Looking forward to shutting it down and rolling the big bus wheels back to Frisco. Six-game homestand coming up against the Hooks of Corpus Christi. And then it's back on the road. They'll keep it in Texas, though, heading to San Antonio. Grant Anderson, the right-hander, first pitch. Back to the net, just snuck over. Almost got into press row. It almost actually might have. 0-1 on the right fielder, Jack Larson. Only two Travs have played all six games this week. Larson, one of them. The 0-1. Missed arm side for Anderson off the plate. 1-1 to the left-handed right fielder, Jack Larson. Joined Arkansas a little bit late. Bumped up from the high A level. And he's turned into the batting average leader on the team for Arkansas. The 1-1. Back to the net. 95 from Anderson. It's now 1-2. A combined team average for the Trabs that is bottom in the Texas League. But Larson at a 276. You'll take that. Above average numbers offensively. Two-run homer back in the seventh for him. Anderson's 1-2. Poked in the air and again foul behind the net. Still one ball and two strikes. We mentioned earlier that the hit today for Larson, hit putting it modestly, a two-run homer, extended the hit streak for him to 10 games. And it's his 17th hit in that stretch. A lot of multi-hit games in that span for Larson. His 10th hit of the week. Anderson ready from the right. The 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes. Larson was put at first defensively yesterday for Arkansas. Just his fourth game of the year that Colin Cowgill stuck him at first. Normally a designated hitter or somewhere in the outfield, normally in right field. 2-2. Arm side miss. Low and away from Larson. Now three balls and two strikes. Good situation for Grant Anderson. Game-like experience to come in with two aboard, two out, looking for the final out in cleanup duty. Arkansas is well ahead, 8-4. He comes set. The payoff pitch. Runners go. Called strike three. He straightened up the offer, and it just nibbled the outer edge. And Grant Anderson comes in and strikes out his only batter faced in the eighth inning. Rough Riders down to their final three outs. They'll come to the plate and need four runs to tie, five to take the lead. Zach Bigley back with you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, last ups for the Rough Riders today in regulation. They trail 8-4 to Arkansas in this series finale. Already locked up the series win, winning four of the first five. But a chance to win five of six with a dramatic comeback here in the ninth. 9-1-2, Jax Biggers, Dustin Harris, Jonathan Ornelas against the stellar right-hander Michael Strifler. 26 years old, Strifler. 1-0 with a 1.08 ERA, making his 25th appearance on the year. He's ready from the stretch. First pitch. High off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Biggers 0-3 today. Ground out and a couple lineouts. Strifler ready from the stretch. The right-hander deals home to the left-handed batter. Swing and a miss and a good pitch down low and inside and a breaking ball. And it's one ball and one strike. Strifler, 39 strikeouts in 25 innings. 1.46 opponent average against him. 1-1. Down low and inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Second appearance in this series, he threw a shutout inning, allowing just 1 base runner on a walk with 2 strikeouts. Back on the 24th, 2 days ago, 7-4 win for the Riders. 2-1. High fly ball to center field and shallow. Cade Marlowe in, he's under it, and he puts it away at a cap-high catch. 1 out of the ninth, Riders trailing 8-4. Dustin Harris making his way to the plate. Still no word on the starting rotation for the Rough Riders for next week. We'll get that, I'm sure, on Tuesday. Relay that via social media and our website. Looking forward to a good series against Corpus Christi, though, next week. First pitch to Harris. He takes low, 1 ball, no strikes. Harris 1-for-3 today, single and a walk. Corpus Christi, another South team that is going to be chasing down San Antonio in the second half with the Rough Riders. Corpus will be playing tonight, hosting Amarillo to finish off their series. Harris stands back in from the left side. Striffler from the stretch, he deals in the 1-0. Slider slipped out of his hand, misses high and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Corpus enters today 31-37 on the season. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. Fouled away, left side. And the count goes to 2-1. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders scored first in this one. RBI fielder's choice hit into by Blaine Krim, the first to score, Dustin Harris. Joe Rizzo tied it up with a solo shot in the first inning. And then a 2-run home run in the second. And 3 more in the third. The pitch. High off the outside corner. 3 balls, 1 strike to Dustin Harris. 2-run shot from Connor Hoover in the second. 3-run homer for Cade Marlowe in the third. Made it 6-1. Riders came back with 2-run homer from Kellen Strom in the fifth. And a solo shot from Trey Hare in the sixth. The pitch. High fly ball hit deep to right field. Larson back just shy of the warning track. He's under it, makes the catch, and there are 2 outs. Harris just got under that one. There's Johnny Ornelas. Final hope for the Riders. 2 down, top of the ninth inning, 8-4. Arkansas leads. Rough Riders' comeback attempt was turned away when Jack Larson hit a 2-run shot in the seventh to increase the lead back to 4 runs. And the Rough Riders take a miracle here in the ninth inning. 8 hits offensively for Frisco, 11 for Arkansas. First pitch. Ornelas takes high and away, 1 ball, no strikes. Johnny, 2-for-4 with a single and a double. His 28th multi-hit game this season. That leads the club. Right-hander from the stretch. Striffler kicks in. Ornelas cuts and misses at a high fastball at 96, and it's 1-1. Good to see Ornelas picking up a double. Really one of the biggest parts of his game that's missing right now is the extra base hit. A lot of singles. 7 home runs, 9 doubles now for Ornelas. 1-1. He swings and fouls it back into the glove of Scheffler, the catcher, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riders down to their final strike on this Sunday afternoon. Ornelas calls time. 8-4, Arkansas leads. Striffler not happy with Ornelas. He goes down the back of the hill and heads back up. The Riders will be back here to start the quote-unquote second half right after the All-Star break in mid-July for 3 games. 1-2. Low and away in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That's to finish off the 3-game set that started the season between the Rough Riders and the Traps. Riders play Arkansas more than any other team this year. 2-2 on Ornelas. Pitch home. High and outside. Miss with a high breaking ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes now on the Riders' shortstop. Bases clear, 2 outs. Striffler ready from the stretch. Payoff pitch. Fastball outside, ball four. Ornelas reaches for the third time today, and that brings Kellen Strom back up. He's one for three. Two-run homer and a walk. His two official trips. Play him straight up a little bit to the opposite way in the outfield, into the pole side in the infield. Right-handed batter against the right-hander Striffler. First offering on the way. He slashes it foul into the netting right side, and it's 0-1. Everybody clap your hands. Strom connecting on his fourth home run of the year. First game this season in which he has multiple RBIs in the same game with that two-run homer. 0-1. Check swing and a strike on the outside edge. 0-2. Once again, Riders down to their final strike. Ornelas takes his lead from first. 0-2. Low and away. One ball, two strikes. 8-4, Travs lead at top nine. Good to see the fight in the Rough Riders. Striffler ready, and the 1-2 pitch. Low and outside, it misses. Two balls, two strikes. Lane Krim on deck if we get that far. Striffler ready once again, and the 2-2 pitch. Low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Back-to-back full counts here with two outs in the ninth inning. He walked Johnny Ornelas. And if you have control issues and Kellen Strom comes to the plate, he'll seek that out. Three-two once again. Ornelas takes off, swing and a miss, strike three. There's your ball game. Arkansas takes the finale. Final score, 8-4. The Rough Riders win the series. They take it 4-2. Over the Seattle Mariners affiliate. Frisco Rough Riders go to 36-33 through the first half. 69 games down, 69 to play in this 2022 season. It's been a fun one, and we are halfway there. Rough Riders complete this series with an 8-4 loss to Arkansas. They will return home to face Corpus Christi for a 6-game series on Tuesday. Chris Jarrett will break it down in the post-game show for you when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.tv for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Eight to four, Arkansas taking the Sunday series finale at Dickey Stevens Park. This series is over. The Rough Riders now heading home today. A getaway day in North Little Rock, and they'll take on Corpus Christi for six games in the upcoming week, loading up for July 4th. It'll be, unfortunately, in San Antonio. The Rough Riders will be on Independence Day, but July 3rd on Sunday. Certainly looking forward to a really, really fun upcoming homestand. The Rough Riders, a lot of good takeaways in Arkansas. They win the series. I think that's at the top of the list. The home runs, not normally there for a team that is in the top two in the Texas League in home runs this season. But Frisco offensively able to pace the way in some ball games, and then pitching-wise, really sharp as well. But the Rough Riders today falling 8-4. Levi Stout, the right-hander for the Travs, getting the win. Now 5-4 this year. The loss goes to Tim Brennan. The right-hander gave up five earned, six total in five innings. On five hits, should say, in three innings for Brennan. He struck out four, only walked one, but gave up three home runs today on the mound. One in the first, one in the second, and one in the third. The Rough Riders used four pitchers out of the bullpen. Ty Tiedemann with an inning. No walks, runs, hits, or strikeouts for Tiedemann. Grant Wolfram looked pretty solid. No walks, four Ks for the lefty Wolfram, but three hits bring in a run. But two innings today for Grant Wolfram. Think that he looked pretty good. Seth Nordlund with two strikeouts, a walk given up. A run comes in on three hits, and it was on the two-run shot by Jack Larson on the first pitch. So after that, he locked things down pretty well. And then Grant Anderson needed for the final out in the eighth. He comes in and gets it done with a strikeout. Both teams today actually finishing 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. The Rough Riders only get three in on Stout, seven hits given up in his five innings, as Devin Sweet an inning, Travis Kuhn an inning, Braden Shipley an inning, and Michael Strippler the final frame out on the mound for Arkansas. Rough Riders pitching today only walking two batters and striking out 11, so really away from the box score. Good stuff today from the Frisco pitching staff despite the home runs given up. Offensively, a pair of multi-hit days. Johnny Ornelas with another multi-hit 2-for-4 outing for the Rough Riders shortstop. He walked once and came in to score as well. And then Blaine Krim goes 2-for-4. He drives in a run. Trey Hare picked up his 13th home run on the season. He entered today tied with Blaine Krim and Dustin Harris with 12 overall. And then Kellen Strom, his fourth homer of the year. Strom finished 1-for-4 with those two runs driven in on home run number 4 on the season. Tough one today for the Rough Riders, a ball game that took 2 hours and 40 minutes on a crowd at Dickey Stevens Park of 2,999. We'll step aside on the Riders post-game show, come back with us, and shut down the broadcast as we look around the Texas League and look at the promotional schedule at what's to expect next week at Riders Field. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Six-game homestand coming up to Corpus Christi on Tuesday, June 28th. It begins with a 7:05 first pitch time on a Silver Sluggers Tuesday. Fans 65 and older can get a $10 ticket when they show their ID at the box office at Riders Field. That's this upcoming Tuesday when Frisco and Corpus Christi begin their six-game series. On Wednesday night, the 29th, another 7:05 start, and it's Texas baseball legends with Mark McLemore in the house for a meet-and-greet. He was the ultimate utility man in his 19 years, five of them with Texas. and we're excited in welcoming Mark McLemore to Riders Field on Wednesday. Thursday is going to be a fun one. Singles night, paralleled with a Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field, and of course another Blue Northern Hard Seltzer, Rowdy at the River. Singles night, Ivan Hall from season 16 of The Bachelorette going to be at Riders Field for a meet and greet as Frisco celebrating singles night. Of course, Thirsty Thursday fans in the Seeding Bowl through the seventh inning can enjoy $3 Yingling. And then with the Blue Northern Hard Seltzer, Rowdy at the River, I know that select tickets are still available, but a very short amount. If you pay $25, all for $25, you get into the ball game on Thursday night. It gets you Lazy River access and also gets you $2 Blue Northern Hard Seltzers and $2 drafts in the biggest Lazy River party in sports. So that's on Thursday. A lot going on. Friday night, it'll be Fireworks Friday at the ballpark, and then Skylit Saturday the following night. All of those 7:05 start times. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, to cap Stars and Stripes weekend, followed by the biggest fireworks postgame show of the year as Frisco and Corpus Christi close their six-game series on Sunday with a 6:05 start. The Rough Riders will be in action on July 4th. It'll be in San Antonio on the other end of this six-game homestand coming up against the Hooks. San Antonio today, speaking of which, topping Wichita 2-1 despite being out-hit on the road by the Wind Surge 6-5. Tulsa falling to Midland 5-3, the final score as the Rockhounds come out on top. Out-hitting the Drillers 11-5 today at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas still motoring on 8-2. And then Amarillo and Corpus Christi were scheduled for a 6:05 start, but nothing reported on that ball game. So we'll see what happened, if that was delayed or what's going on between Amarillo and Corpus Christi. But that does it for our action on this Sunday around the Texas League, as Frisco falls in the finale 8-4 to Arkansas, but they take the series over the Travs 4-2. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett saying so long from Dickey Stevens Park. Big thanks if you caught any of this road trip in North Little Rock. Happy to load up the bus and bring it on back home to Riders Field this upcoming Tuesday. Until then, we'll talk to you next time. Have a great rest of your weekend, what's left of it. We'll talk to you Tuesday. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.